Greetings and salutations, everyone. This, once again, is AC2GS. My name is Roy, and this is the Limelight Technical Net. Limelight Technical Net runs every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Informative and interesting. Drop for a second. Different links that I remind everyone of every week. Okay. These three things on the radio that you have either for any callback questions. So if you can't ask your question on the technical net, you can email me the question and we'll try to answer it as best we can. Also, if you have any topics for discussion, if you'd like to be part of a discussion or you would like to hear other people discuss them, you can let me know what those might be. Also, we are always looking for technical puzzles. I enjoy puzzles and try to use them as often as possible. Puzzles, please let me know, and if they're appropriate for the test, let's start.
WA2CDL, Roy.
And I'll pass on the message. If you want to directly call, you need to be reached at spacenetreport@gmail.com. Also, I keep a link page of all kinds of interesting articles. As we discuss things through the night, I try to add additional articles pertinent to the subjects that were discussed. So they're available 24/7. I keep them up all the time for months and months and months and months thereafter. So it's a good source material. You can get there by typing into your browser roy.ac2gs.com. roy.ac2gs.com. Now bring you to this particular page. We have a chat room available on the social chat room. Or you could just type into your browser chat.ac2gs.com and that'll bring you into the chat room. I have an order.
On there, WA2EFM.
People, if they have any questions of a technical nature or topics they want to discuss, and hopefully the first few entries will be amateur radio related, but as time goes on, we'll open technology and medicine. We do not diagnose nor treat over the radio, but we can generally discuss topics as people are interested in them. That should take us on about 10 minutes. That will take us to 11 p.m. I will return and wish everyone well and call it a net and close it for the night. So with all the aspects of nature and science online, computers and radios, that's my plan for tonight. So we back. If anyone wants to put their name down for any questions or topic tonight, you hit that 6-12 button, give them your first name, and your call sign.
Roy, WA2CDO. Yeah, you're not holding the repeater, but I don't know if that's you or if it's the repeater itself. You're dropping out. Very noisy on those transmissions. Although I sound okay, I'm listening to myself. Check on your end just to make sure, but I got a feeling it's not on your end.
WA2VFM, good evening.
I cannot pick up Roy on the input. I normally get him S9 on the input. I cannot pick him up at all. I'm trying to contact him directly simplex right now. Andy, there is some noise on the repeater. It's not great, but Roy's signal is not making it. I'm not getting him at all on the input, and I'm the closest one right now.
Well, let me try now. How's everything with everyone? Do you hear me now?
Night and day.
Okay. Well, as long as it's improved. So hopefully you all understood at least most of what I said, so I don't have to repeat myself. As I mentioned earlier, if you heard or not, Andy, WA2CDL, will be doing an Andy's Corner. And right now I'm asking if anyone would like to check in with any questions or topics tonight. Please give me your first name and your call sign.
Stuart, WA2VFM.
Patrick, N2DYI.
Alfred, I got the last person. I hope it wasn't you. I couldn't hear who it was. But whoever the noise was, the third person, after Alfred, please try again.
Marvin, KC2, Golf, Zulu, Charlie.
Very good. So I have Stuart, I have Alfred, I have Marvin. Anyone else want to put their name down on the list for tonight? Please, give me your first name and your call sign.
Sam, KD2, YYK, Kilo, Delta 2, Yankee, Yankee, Kilo.
Okay, very good, Sam. So I have Stuart, Alfred, Marvin, and Sam. That should keep us busy for a while. As I said, around 8:30-ish, we'll kind of put a pause to this part of the technical net because Andy has a limited window of opportunity tonight. So with that in mind, first person up, Stuart, WA2ZFM, I believe. What's your question or topic for tonight?
Okay, good evening. The call is WA2 Victor Foxtrot Mike, Stu's name. Did you indicate a moment ago that there can be questions of a medical nature, not in terms of diagnosing or treating disease, but simply a discussion?
Yes, I generally prefer to keep that for the later portion of the net, but if you want to, it's up to you.
Okay, are you a physician?
Yes, I'm a general internist.
Oh, okay. I assume you practice probably here. I'm at Lake Success. I'm pretty familiar with most of the docs over here. It was a question about ophthalmology, but I don't know that necessarily you might have information pertaining to that specialty.
Well, it's outside my specialty. As I said, I'm a general internist, so that's internal medicine. That's kind of a supercharged family doctor. Usually I refer people to ophthalmology for eye situations. But you can give it a try.
Okay, well, it had to do with injections of intravitreal substances like Lucentis and what have you for the treatment of early stage wet AMD. But I would understand that you may or may not have any information about that. But I've been doing some research, and I just wanted to bounce that off of you in terms of what the latest thought is about treatment with different modalities, such as the intravitreal injections and other things.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's really out of my purview. If I was an ophthalmologist, I don't even know if 100% of ophthalmologists would be up to date with that type of technology. But in general internal medicine, it's not kind of something that I've had any experience with.
Understood. Can I just ask you what town you practice in, if I may?
Lovely Brooklyn, New York.
And are you located in Brooklyn or are you located on Long Island?
In Brooklyn.
Okay. I haven't known any colleagues sometime who were practicing medicine in Brooklyn, but it was probably Brookdale and Coney Island and all the other hospitals. Okay, very well. Well, thank you so very much. I have a... something to listen to for the Mayo Clinic. It's a lecture on the treatment of wet AMD. So thank you so very much. Stay well, and I'll give it back to you, WA2VSM.
Okay, very good. I used to know a lot of people at Brookdale. I was the chief medical resident there back in the good old days.
Did you know Stan Ross in orthopedics?
No, what year was that? Because I graduated medical school in 82, so I was there until about 85.
Yeah, I would say it's probably prior to your being there. Terrific. Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure meeting you. I hope you stay well and stay healthy, and thank you so very much.
Thank you. You too, Stu. And I hope you come back and visit us here.
It would be my pleasure. Take good care, and best 73 to you.
Okie doke. Very good. Well, since it's 8:13, maybe we should go directly to Andy. I hope that Marvin and Alfred, Marvin and Sam... it shouldn't take us too long to do this, but I'm looking forward to this little edition of Andy's Corner.
Okay, you're officially inviting me now?
Yeah, I mean, it's already 8:13. I'm not quite sure how long the next question's going to take, and I don't want you to stay too late.
Okay, no problem. All right, so I'm not sure how many people are out there listening, but I'm going to give it a try. This is Andy, or my name is Andy, and you're listening to Andy's Corner. A little piece of the TechNet that I got involved with over a year ago and was doing it more on a regular basis, and then... whatever the reasons are, maybe ran out of material to talk about, but there's always stuff. I mean, I got so many technical books, you can go on and on and on. So here it is. So I'm going to give tonight a mini corner, and for people who are just listening and want to understand or learn something that maybe they haven't thought about before. But a little background about me. Again, my name is Andy Cole, WA2CDL. I've been a Limox member since the early 70s. So I've been around the block as far as the club is concerned. And I've operated various modes over the years, including teletype, which is RTTY, FastScan, amateur TV, and CW, sideband, and FM, and a few other things. But at the same time, I like working on and repairing radio equipment. I'm always fascinated how things work, like most of us, and that's why we're here. Because we are very interested in radio and what radio does and how it works and communication, and of course also to be social. I look at it as a social I look at the social aspect of it. But at the same time, I'm not an engineer. Although I do study engineering books and magazines and formulas and so on, physics and any chemistry, anything related to the engineering field, but I am not a degreed engineer. However, I've been involved with different technical aspects on jobs that I've had, which carried me all through the years and still does. So tonight, given those facts that I just mentioned, and they are facts, I'm going to be reading a little article that I found on Google, and only because I've been pondering some questions in my mind, basic questions, and most people would even know the answers to, but I figured that if some people who don't know the answers, we can now make a new okay, now I got to remember not to time out the repeater. I am listening to myself, so I will hear that in the background when the repeater says repeater timeout. I think it's set for 2 minutes or 3 minutes. I did not time it. So I'll be aware of that. So anyway, so the purpose of this little corner is to convey information to people who might have pondered some questions and didn't know the answers. But, of course, as Roy says many times, Google is your friend. Any question you have in mind, any question, you can always look up through a Google and find an answer, whether it be Wikipedia or some other article or what have you. So the question for tonight, and I'm going to throw this out. I want to see how many people are out there to get an idea. I feel like I'm in front of a class, which I'd rather be. I wish HRU came back. We could do a Zoom meeting one time. In front of a class, and I'm going to ask the class a very basic question. And the question is this. How many people know what a circle is? That's kind of a crazy question to ask. A circle has one characteristic, as everyone probably knows, but I just want to get a show of hands. I want to get an idea how many people are out there. So just give me a call, and then I'll answer that call one at a time. Don't step on each other. What is the shape of a circle? Question number one. Go ahead.
WS2N.
I'm laughing a little bit. Good evening, Paul. How you doing?
Okay. Do you want my opinion of what a circle is?
Yeah, you can give me that.
Okay. Well, that's how they get pi, and they just take the diameter, and, you know, it's related to the circumference, 3.14. So my guess is always it's roughly three times, a little bigger than three times, the circumference, three times bigger than the diameter. It's always good to know. A lot of practical things behind that. So back to you, Andy.
Okay, very good. But I'm going to ask another question, if you want to answer this one. What is the shape of a circle?
KD2FRU.
Okay, I saw George's hand go up. Go ahead, George.
It's a closed line. How's that? And I don't mean where you hang your laundry, but it's a closed line.
I'm going to ask Roy for an opinion on that. Roy, do you think that a circle is a closed line? I don't think so.
Well, AC2GS, I would say it's a closed line, but that's a much more general description. Any loop, oval, ovoid, all kinds of interesting shapes are closed loops. Circles have one defining characteristic that closed loop.
I heard someone, I'm not sure. Roy, your signal is breaking up again. I don't know if it's, again, on your end or if it's the repeater. I hear myself, and I sound okay. Okay. Well, no one has actually answered my question. What is the shape of a circle? I'm underlining the word shape. So, let me see. There's another station that just came in. I didn't hear the call.
November 3rd, 8th, Juliet, November.
Okay, yes. As Roy said, yes, Leslie. You got the answer?
Well, you didn't specify which direction we should go, so I can give you a general definition of the circle. So the circle is a shape consisting of all points in plane that are at given distance from given point, the center. Equivalently, it is a curve traced out by the point that moves in plane, so that its distance from the given point is constant. The distance between any point of the circle and the center of the circle, we would call it radius. So that's the general definition of it. And it's, of course, a part of the plane. So circle doesn't exist without the plane. It's a part of the plane, any plane, and to exist.
Okay, well, very good. I appreciate that answer. But you're going too deep. You just have to remember, I think Roy knows the answer. What is the shape of a circle? It's one word. The shape is what?
A sphere.
U-B-T-K-W-3?
Circular.
It is a sphere.
No, it is not a sphere. Sphere is... doesn't fit into the plane. Circle exists only at the plane, so it's not the sphere.
Farsimi dai.
This out. That station was very noisy. I did not hear who it was. Was that you, Roy?
Andy, KD2FR, you calling you.
Are you talking about symmetric? The circle is highly symmetric.
Now, okay, hold on, guys, hold on. I don't want to, this is going to, it's going to get out of hand here. I got KWC, I got Ken also. I heard before, so I'm just, I'm not writing anything down, but you still didn't answer the one-word question. But more importantly, let me just see if Roy can get in, because that could be an issue tonight. I don't know what's going on with Roy's signal. So, Roy, please come back. Let me hear you.
Once again, I'm trying to do this. I don't know what's going on.
Okay, Andy, it's... KD2FRU, come back to me.
George, I hear you fine. I'm not hearing Roy, and Roy has to run this net. And I have a limited time limit. I'm just trying to get, to convey some information, and that's why I'm asking the question. So go ahead, George. You have the answer?
I'm trying to tell you that Roy's transmission is ineffective right now. I am not picking him up at all on the input. So that he has a signal problem. If that's a priority, let's go with that. It is his transmission that is in trouble.
You already said it. Let the Roy talk.
Yeah, I'm aware of that already. Okay. Does anyone want me to give the answer of what the shape is?
Yeah, go ahead, please.
All right, the answer is round. R-O-U-N-D. That is the shape. It's round. Okay? That's the answer I was looking for. And there was another... Okay, let me give it over to Ken, because he might have had the answer, but even though I just mentioned it. And I'm leading up to something. That's why I'm doing it this way. Ken, KWC, please go. I heard you okay before.
Okay, thank you, Andy. I was going to say the shape of a circle is a circle, and I'm wondering if Roy is...
You cannot say shape of a round.
Okay, you stepped on... Wesley, you stepped on Ken, what he was saying. So, Ken, what did you say, please?
I'm
going to say everybody's overcomplicating. I mean, the shape of the circle, as far as I'm concerned, is a circle, and I'm wondering if Roy is on frequency.
Andy?
I think Roy's trying to get in, but he's not, and I'm not sure why. Yeah, who called me, please?
Hi, dude, it's Stu. When you asked what the shape of a circle is, I said it's of a sphere. And the other station said, no, that's not it. Well, I have to disagree. A sphere is a circle, circular sphere, I think was appropriate, but it doesn't matter. We've probably beaten this to death.
Interesting. The arc of circle is simply the distance along the circumference of the arc. And the circle doesn't have a dimension. It's a circle that is that fits into the plane. That's why it cannot be a sphere. Interesting.
All right, but you know what? Round is more than sufficient. Everybody's becoming too technical here.
All I'm looking is for round. That's all I want. Nothing else. I'm not looking to get any deeper than that. All right, so it brings up to the next question, but before I do that, let me see if Roy can still get in.
He tries to echo link, but I'll try echo link.
I heard you said you'll try echo link. Okay. I don't think it's at your end. I think it's at the repeater, but we'll check it. We'll see. Okay, so getting back to my question of what is the shape, because I'm just using the word shape. And I don't mean to offend anyone if they can't get, don't see if you saw what a circle looked like on a piece of paper, you would say it's round, as opposed to a square, as opposed to a triangle, which is another shape, as opposed to a rectangle, which is another shape. So there are many shapes. Okay, now, the next question for anyone, and please, one at a time. A circle is measured in watts. Usually when you measure a circle, it is measured in watts. That's the question. What is the watt? Anybody have the answer?
I'm not sure I understand the question.
Okay, well, I'm asking that question specifically, but maybe I'll just jump ahead a little bit and say a circle is measured in how many degrees? Because a circle is measured in degrees. Does everyone agree with that statement?
No, I don't. We may say it's 360 degrees, but only when there is a motion.
KD2VHD.
Oh, we got KD2VHD coming in on the east end, and you sound fine. Actually, Wesley's signal was noisy, and then it got much better. So that's what I'm saying. It might be at the repeater end. KD2VHD, I forgot your name, sir. Go ahead with your answer on the question that I just asked.
This is Jim, KD2VHD. I would say that a circle is measured by primarily diameter, next radius, and next by circumference, but a portion of a circle would be measured in degrees. And if I was to say what is exactly not a circle, I would use the word sphere, because one is two-dimensional and one is three-dimensional. And that's the top of my limit of technicality, KD2VHT over the net.
Yeah, well, let's add something to it. The circumference of the circle is measured in length around the circle, which when measured in degrees is equal to 360. But in order for now to know that it's 360, we need to have a motion of the point that makes the circle. That's it, yeah.
Okay, very good. I know we can get really deep into the subject as far as defining the different terms that involve a circle and how it's calculated and so on. But the bottom line to all of this, the reason why I'm asking this, is that we know that a circle has 360 degrees in it. And that is a constant, as far as I know. I don't know of any circle that has any more than that. So, does everyone agree, by a show of hands, that there are 360 degrees in a circle, given any size of the circle? Is that true?
Well, from philosophical standpoint, which philosophy is the mother of science, if you move the point 260 degrees, you make a circumference of the circle. But actually, circle is not 360 degrees. It's a point that makes a circle. It makes 360 degrees travel to make the circle. And to actually...
WS2N. Paul. Guys, do you hear me now?
I got you. At that time, I'll really go.
Okay, I'm clutching things together, so hopefully some of this will make sense. I don't know how much of this is getting recorded or getting streamed or anything like that, but I'm on a skeleton system. But, okay, just consider me back.
KD2FRU. Okay, George recognized. Yeah, you're okay, Roy, that time. You're fine. I know things may get a little bit convoluted, but I know I'm jumping around a bit, asking some questions and so on, rather than just reading, which I will be doing shortly, just reading some information regarding a circle and anything pertinent to a circle. So before we go on with that, George, go ahead. I'll let you in. Go ahead. WHCDL. This is Andy's Corner.
Thank you, Andy. I want to give Roy a signal report. Roy, S8S9. It's the first time you were irrigating the S-meter tonight. Otherwise, I was not getting you on the input, so you're solid right now. Thank you, Andy.
Okay. I'm happy that things are irrigating nicely. All right. Anyway, very good. So, Paul, I forgot to acknowledge you. Go ahead. I heard you call. Go ahead, Paul.
I just switched over to Sheldon. I just wanted to know if you think my system was better this time. This would give you an idea, you know, between the two repeaters. You think it might be a problem with that channel.
You're noisy into Sheldon, but I do hear you, and you're not full quieting into it. You have a beam?
Yes, I do. Let me try it a little bit more. This should be better. No, it's going to get worse. No, maybe it's better. How's that?
Yes, it came up quite a bit. I had a feeling you had a beam antenna. Yeah, you're fine now.
We get 360 degrees. Back to you, Andy.
And to XGN.
Okay. Hi, very good, Paul. Yeah, your signal came up, so you could stay on the Selden. You're fine. I'm going in on Glen Oaks, but I could switch to Selden also. And Wesley, stand by, because I have K2GJE just came in. I'm not writing any of this down, by the way, Paul, so I'm going to forget. So I got to keep a record mentally of who's out there. Not that it makes any difference, but GJE, please go, WHCDL.
Isn't there different measurement systems? Isn't it also pi radians over?
Yeah, I mean, you want to get into the mathematics of a circle, that's that could be a nice discussion also, but here's the bottom line to everything, because I know that we can get pretty deep into this. The reason why I'm asking the question is, or the question that I would ask is, why is there 360 degrees in a circle in the first place? Where did that come from? In other words, why not something more simple, like 100 degrees or 200 degrees or 50 degrees? So, and I'm going to be giving the answer to all of this, and that's why I was leading up to these questions, with these questions of a circle, to give some people some food for thought. So, does anybody know why the number 360 degrees is the number of degrees in a circle? I'm going to take a pause and see who comes back. Let me wait to CDL.
And to HDN.
Okay, go ahead. Wes?
I was talking about the points. A circle is a shape consisting all of the points in a plane that are at given distance from given point, the center. Equivalently, it is a curve traced out by a point that moves in a plane, so its distance from the given point is constant. The distance between any point of the circle and the center is called radius. So usually the radius is required to be a positive number. So the point cannot move more than 360 degrees. That's why it is 360 degrees. And the movement, motion of the point makes a circle. And to achieve.
Q1U.
Okay. Very good. UNU, I think that's the call. I appreciate the answers that you guys are giving me, but you're not really answering the question specifically. Where did 360 come from? I'm not going into a mathematical discussion, or this is not a mathematical a point of interest at this time, saying it that way, because it gets quite deep. So I'm just trying to, you know, keep it simple, if I can, anyway. And I'm going to take a pause so Roy can interject since he's getting into the repeat, if he wants to add something to this. But the other station, U, and again, I'm not writing calls down, UNU or something to that effect, please give me your call and go ahead.
Thanks. This is November, Quebec 1, Uniform John. I think it goes back to the Babylonians. They started with 60, and there's just multiples of 60.
In case you want to say. Okay, John. Yeah, you actually are the first person now that didn't dodge the question and went specifically to the answer. Okay, because that's what I was going to say, but you said it first. So that's good. All right? Now we're getting closer to what I'm trying to convey, and this is just information. Don't forget, you know, the Andy's Corner is just to convey information to people who just never thought about it, like I did. So with that, we will talk a little bit about the Babylonians and the systems that they came up with, and then we'll figure out the reasons why, and that'll be the discussion for tonight, the limited discussion. Roy, no, not Roy, Sam. Sam, over to you, KC1SAM, W8-CVO. Go ahead.
This is Hugh. I hear the people here at home where he comes in and gives you a big long story about nothing. KC1SAM. Yeah, it's because 360 is divisible by every number but 7. I remember right. Is it 7 or even that? So, it's divisible by so many numbers. So you could take a circle and you divide it any way you want.
I have some idea.
Okay, Wesley, very good. Yeah, I got you saying I got an idea. But as Dick used to say, give that man a cigar. Because this is what I'm going to be talking about, as I said before. So, again, why is a full circle 360 degrees instead of something more like, more convenient, like 100? Basically, as the other station mentioned, okay, it's because the Babylonians used the, what is written here, and I'm just reading this. I'm not making this up. This is what's read. They used the, what they call a sexagesimal system. Which is it's sexagesimal, sexagesimal system. It also represents the number of days a year, and also because 360 is highly composite. Okay. Now, Sam, you hit the nail on the head because of the number of divisors. So again, you know, keep in mind this is Andy's Corner, and this is just conveying information for people who don't think about these things. Because how many people will stop and ponder, why is there 360 degrees in a circle? So that's what this whole discussion is about. So now we got to the heart of the matter. With that, let me take a pause and pick up Wesley, and then we'll see if anybody else wants to join us. W8-CDL.
KD2FRU.
Okay, it was 3,000 years ago by Babylonians, but it wasn't the first thing that I thought about. Interesting thing is that some scholars think that it was based on the length of the year, which is actually 365 days, but true origin of the degree is kind of lost in history. I thought you're going to be talking about radians also, but I believe that's too deep. And to actually.
Okay, George is recognized. Yeah, as I said, I'm not going to get into a deep mathematical discussion about circles. I'm just keeping it on the surface as I'm reading this information. So. And I got some more reading to do, just for people, again, keep in mind, I'm just conveying information so people can, think about this, because they normally don't, and that's my reasoning behind this, that's all, nothing deeper than that, to have some people think about things. Let me see, George, I guess you're next, W8-CDL.
I'm still going back to an infinitely closed line. Pythagoras had many descriptions, and I recall this because I got 100 on geometry regions in high school. Pythagoras had many descriptions of infinitely closed lines, and he defined it with degrees and angles. He gave us many, many, many measurements for it. So, I could understand where you're trying to go with this, but somehow high school geometry is sitting on the top of my head, which is really, really writing the answers in simplicity for a younger man to understand. And they're not incorrect answers. We're talking about infinitely closed lines. Circle is one of them.
No, I understand that, but that's not the question I'm asking. I'm not going into a mathematical discussion with Pythagoras and all this theorems and so on.
So, all right, so anyway, here's the actual answer that I found on Google. So if anybody's interested in hearing this, I will convey this information, just to convey it. So this is hypothesis one, mathematical reasons. It says, you may wonder what mathematical reasons there might be for using 360 degrees to represent a complete circle, since 360 always seems to cause difficulties in calculating the answer to your math homework. But actually, it is the ideal solution. A number like 10 or 100 would have been mathematically more uncomfortable. Okay, so now I'm getting into the meat of this whole thing. The number 360 is divisible by any number from 1 to 10 except the seventh. And that's exactly what Sam said before. It is actually divided into 24 different numbers. A little bit of confusion here because I count the numbers as not 24. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 9, 12, 15, 18, 20, 24, 30, 36, 40, 45, 60, 72, 90, 121, 80, and 360 itself. If you count those numbers, it comes out to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 23, and it says 24. So it says these 24 numbers are called the divisors of the number 360. Let me let it drop. I want to continue. Again, I'm just reading this information. It's not coming out of my head. This is the highest number of divisors for each positive integer up to its own value of 360. In contrast, the number we often wish would be the value for a full circle, 100, has only 9 divisors. The property of the number 360 makes it a strongly composite number. Numbers are said to be highly composite if they are positive integers with more divisors than any smaller positive integer has. Highly composite numbers are considered good base numbers with which to perform common calculations. Let me unkey. See, because it's easy to see this. For example, 360 can be divided into 2, 3, and 4 parts, and the resulting number is a whole number. The resulting numbers are 180, which is half of a circle, 120, which is one-third of a circle, because 120 times 3 is 360, or 90, which is a quarter of a circle. Now, we can relate that to a sine wave. A sine wave, as we know, is an AC waveform. And how many degrees in a sine wave? Do people know the answer to that? Let me just pull that out for a second. How many people know, by a show of hands or a call, how many degrees in a sine wave? Go ahead.
360 degrees in a full period.
Okay, what was that? I heard you answer. It was somebody else under you. What was the answer? 180.
Oh, this is not true. 260. Full cycle.
What's the answer? Leslie, say it again slowly. What's the answer?
360 degrees full cycle.
Exactly. 360 degrees in a full cycle. You know that a quarter wavelength is 90 degrees because 90 times 4 is 360. So, see, you see the relationships here between, you know, the what an AC signal looks like and related to a circle, you know, without getting into the math. That's, you know, that's another interesting phenomenon that takes place. And I'm going to use that word. Okay, let me just continue, because it is getting a little bit late for me. But I have a little bit more to say. Let me just check back with Roy to make sure. Roy, are you able to still get in? Okay, I think that was him. All I heard was noise. Okay. All right, I'm going to continue anyway. So, so you got basically the answer. Now, it says, however, dividing 100 by 3, let's say there was 100 degrees in a circle. That's going to pose a problem because it doesn't end at a whole number. It ends as a fraction or a decimal point, right? Doesn't it? So dividing by 100 by 3 doesn't end at a whole number. Instead, it provides a decimal value of 33.3. And it's recurring, which makes performing calculations difficult. Calculations using 360 actually become pretty simple once you're smart enough to do them in your own head and can put it in a calculator, which I do all the time. You know, I know what half of 360 is 180. That's half a cycle in your sine wave. So you could draw a circle, and you can divide it in half. And each half will be, you know, you just draw a line through the circle. Each half will be 180 degrees. Or we can divide it into thirds. Now you make it into a, like a pie section. Each third is 120 degrees, or you can divide it by four. And each quarter or one-fourth is 90 degrees. Now, if you do the same thing with 100 degrees in a circle rather than 360, look what happens. You could take the 100, divide it in half, and you have 50 and 50. So that's two sections. You could take the 100 and divide it into thirds, but what do you get? You don't get a whole number. You get 33 and a third, 33.333. And that doesn't work. You could divide it by fourths. One fourth of a circle is 25 degrees, right? 25 times 4 is 100. So you can see why 360 has become the number that was chosen to be used. Let me let the repeater drop. Any questions so far regarding this?
Yeah, part of the comment I disagree with is because it says, well, the cannot be measured any other way. Well, it can. The radian is more moderate angle measurement that is based on arc length and of the unit circle, and could be also serving a purpose and to achieve.
Yeah, there are many calculations, Wesley, that we could do, but don't forget, you know, I'm asking, you have to stick to the specific question that I'm asking is why is there 360, but not in a mathematical an equation that we can break down the circle into different parts and calculate it. So I think you're looking into it too deep. You know, I'm just sticking to the basics, because that's what Andy's Corner is about, basics. Okay, so I just gave you a visualization by speaking the way I spoke, by what I see here on my screen, of what a circle can look like when it's divided into different parts. So it says here, and again I'm reading this, the number 360 on dividing into 2, 3, or 4 parts provides a whole number, while 100 on dividing into 3 parts does not provide a whole number and can cause difficulties when performing calculations. Okay, so don't forget, this is the hypothesis that they came up with. Now, see, here's the next question. But is this the whole justification? Was this the only reason why our ancestors decided to break a circle into 360 degrees? So here's hypothesis number two. We just did hypothesis number one. Now we're going to do number two.
Let me just check with Roy. Roy, you still out there? I'm not sure. I know it's, you know, it got really windy out. I can hear the wind. It's really howling tonight again. All right, so again, I was just reading this. So we don't have that much left. There's a little bit. But just keep in mind, you know, this is what Andy's Corner is about, just to convey information so you can think about something that normally you don't think about, like I do. So the hypothesis still is the length of the year. Have you ever wondered why there are exactly 365 days in a year? Why not use a more convenient number like 300 or 400? Okay. There is no mathematical reason for this, but it is just an observation made by our ancestors, and these observations also contributed to a circle being closed, now there's the word closed, by 360 degrees. You see, it says here the ancient astronomers, especially the Persians and Cappadocians, if I'm saying that right, notice that it took the sun 365 days to return to exactly the same position. In other words, the sun advances 1 degree every day on its elliptical orbit. Now, let me ask Paul a question, because Paul's with the space section. Do you agree with that statement that was just made, Paul? I'll give it to you just for a quick comment. WHCDL.
One day is, what, 23 hours and almost 24 hours, short of 4 minutes. That's one revolution for the Earth. But it always goes a little bit further because we're traveling around the sun. And, you know, that's the part that started out from 0 seconds all the way up until that almost 24 hours. You always have to extend that another 4 minutes because one complete revolution just misses it. So it's just shy of 24 hours every day. But then because of the rotation around the sun, you're going to add another 4 minutes and a couple of seconds, I think. Back to you.
You.
Very good, Paul. Thank you. I got an answer to that also, but I just wanted to get your opinion on that. I heard N2XJN and FIU. So in that order, Wesley, go ahead.
Well, I'm not sure if I'm right, but Paul would know. They decided to divide the circle on the sky and all circles into 360 in parts, so the sun would move through one part per day. Each of those parts would double 1 degree, thus giving us the idea that the circle contains 260 degrees. Make sense?
Okay. Yes. Okay, I was actually reading while you were talking, Wesley, and I didn't pay attention to exactly what you said, but I think you asked Paul a question. Is that true?
Well, I think Paul heard what I said. Maybe Paul could take a stand.
Okay, and he's talking about the degrees, where, you know, like the sun is a certain amount of degrees above the horizon. If you were to go all the way around, you'd have 180 degrees. Yeah, all that's true. But I think that came after they figured out that the calendar was 365 degrees. It's 365 days. And it came after they figured out that the circle was 360 degrees. Back to you, Andy.
Okay, very good. Before I give the answer to this, I think George had another question or statement.
It's 365 and a quarter days. So it's not precisely 365. And it's not precisely 365 and a quarter down to the minute of the circle.
Okay. All right, very good.